them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears. He found himself in the scripture that day. And it's time for us to find ourselves in the scripture. It's time for you to find yourself in the scripture. Listen to me. Satan does not want you to find yourself in the scripture. Watch this. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Aha! I found myself in the scripture. Go get in the Word and find yourself in the scripture. Find yourself in the Word. Look at this Word and locate yourself in this Word. Put your name on some of these scriptures. You're talking about me. Thou shalt be the head and not the tail. Ah! Find myself in the scripture. Thou shalt have goodly house. Done. Find myself in the scripture. Find yourself in the scripture like he found himself in the scripture. Now, listen to this carefully now. Jesus was not born perfect. Now, that doesn't mean he sinned. But to be perfect means you don't have to add to it. If something is perfect, you don't add to it. It's already complete. You can't add to it. It's already perfected. I mean, you can't add to what's perfect. Jesus did not come functioning and operating as a perfect God. He came functioning and operating in his humanity as one who had to grow into his perfection and have things added to his life to reach his perfection. Now, he grew into his perfection. He grew into completion, but he wasn't born that way, demonstrating and illustrating for us how we can, out of our imperfect state, how we can now grow into perfection by following his example. Amen. Now let me prove that to you. Go to Hebrews 5. Hebrews 5, Hebrews 2, and then Luke 2. Hebrews 5, Hebrews 2, and then Luke 2. All right, now watch this. Verse 8. Now remember, when something is perfect, you do not have to add to it. Now look at verse 8. You ready? Read, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience. Oh, wait now. If he was perfect, you wouldn't have to learn something, would you? There's nothing to be learned when you're perfect. And yet we see here that Jesus learned obedience by the things that he went through. Now, here's another mystery I'm going to deal with just for a moment. This suffering mystery. Please listen to me, folks. I think I can clear it up for once and for all today. Please listen to me. Suffering mystery. Look up the word suffering. What does the word suffer mean? It means to bear up under. It means I got pressure on, but I'm still moving. Okay? The suffering is the stuff I'm bearing up under, holding up under. In other words, remove the suffering and I'm still moving, but put the suffering on, now I'm like fighting against something to move. All right, now listen carefully. We have heard, and many believe, that suffering produces perfection, or you're made better through the things that you suffer. And we credit suffering with the production of perfection. Now, let me give you the answer, first of all. First of all, suffering does not produce perfection. The word that comes from the fivefold ministry gift produces perfection. Book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 11, I believe, says he gave the apostle, prophets, pastor, teacher, for the perfecting of the saints. Now, hard times will not perfect you. Hard time doesn't produce perfection. If hard times perfected you, then we can throw the Bible away and just go through some hard time.
Yeah.
Right. Are you following me? How many have been through hard times? Listen, lots of people go through hard times. Doesn't necessarily mean they come out perfected just because they go through a hard time. Christians go through hard times. Christians go through challenges. Just because you get saved don't mean you go through challenges. But here's what God wants to prove. God wants to prove that my word will produce even though you go through the challenge.